AT&T Mobile.
WGAW, Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey, Mobile, Indian River.
Whiskey Golf 8W, KE8WOJ.
Good afternoon, KC8WOJ. All right, Rod here is the name. And I'm mobiling on the dirt road here. it'll be turning into asphalt here soon. But anyhow, good afternoon. It's a wet, soggy day today.
Well, hello to you too, and there's no other better place than being in a gravel road in the North Woods there. Sounds like you're coming out of, I can't remember the names, coming out of that road from the Pigeon River toward Indian River. wish I was up there myself.
Well, yeah, I'm close to the Pigeon River. Of course, in the Pigeon River area there. I'm on Brody Road, which is a road that runs right along I-75 southbound there. It ends at Rondo Road. Yeah. Anyhow, I'm headed over to the dump transfer station where I can put my garbage in the dumpsters. They can do that on a Saturday, so that's what I'm headed for.
Yes, sir, you got to do what you got to do on the day you can do it, right? As it's kind of nice and cool. It's kind of nice and cool down here, too, kind of gray, overcast. I actually like it, more like a fall day than the end of summer.
Oh, yeah. Where are you at right there? How far south are you?
I'm over near Pontiac.
Pontiac! Oh, cool! Wow! I didn't know this link system linked up that far down. All right, that's cool. Yeah, I used to live in Montrose over by Flint, and I worked 38 years at General Motors there, and moved up here in 2005, so I've been here 21 years now. Well, 20 years. Anyhow, I love it up here in Indian River. Got my dogs in the back seat there. They got their heads stuck out the window. They like going with me to the dump. Anyhow, I didn't catch your first name there. Rod, my name's Rod, short for Rodney.
Well, hi, Rod. Nice to meet you. This is Rick on this end. And I'm kind of jealous there. Do the dogs chase birds, partridge? I used to have a couple of friends. We used to live over by Kalkaska there, and we used to come up and chase partridge with the dogs. And they just loved it.
Yeah, my dogs chase anything that runs. Oh man, yeah, I don't hunt small game though, but they chase anything that runs, even our cats.
Yeah, Roger. And yeah, actually, I'm on a repeater in Sheboygan. They have a All-Star node up there on the repeater in Sheboygan, and then that's linked through a bunch of repeaters around the tip of the lower there, and I think partially into the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, fine business. Yeah, I'm on the 14674 repeater direct here, so in my pickup truck here. And that repeater, you know, it's really awesome because I can reach that repeater with my handheld in the basement of my house, and I don't even have to have an antenna connected to the handheld, and I can still bring it up and get full quieting. So, yeah, I got a good, it's got a good footprint, but being linked up with all the other things and with All-Star and everything, it really doesn't make any difference on the footprint of the repeater. It just makes difference of whether you got a signal into the link you're talking on. So So anyhow, I'm 78 years old. I walked the Mackinac Bridge on Monday this past week, Labor Day. That was my 45th time walking the Mackinac Bridge. So I've done it 45 years in a row.
Holy cow, Rod, I'm only 72, but I can barely walk to the mailbox and back.
Oh, yeah, I know. All of us have our different problems, so I'm sorry about your inability to, get involved in physical exercise, but I'm still okay with that. I'm being 78, I figure it's a blessing to be having the health I got. And I'm able to do that bridge walk. I'm able to walk out in the woods with my rifle, and that's coming up soon because deer season's fast approaching. Archery season coming up October 1st. November 15th will be in the rifle season, and I'm an active deer hunter. I enjoy that. I've been deer hunting since I was 14 years old.
Oh, I know. I really miss deer hunting. I remember I used to wait 50 weeks so we could hunt for 2 weeks. Then I got into hand loading and making my own ammo and stuff, and that turned into number one because I could do that all year round. I didn't have to wait 50 weeks to do it. And I got into some bow hunting there and that, but can't do it anymore. Do you do any fishing? I'm kind of curious if they're getting any salmon or steelhead in the rivers there in the Sheboygan from the dam out to the lake.
Well, I like to do fishing. I'm not an active fisherman, but I do enjoy fishing, but I just haven't done any. I've been too busy with other things, and I just let other stuff get in the way of my hobbies. And, but the biggest hobby I have right now is ham radio. I'm usually on HF every morning for 2 hours, and then in the afternoon for another two and a half to 3 hours. So I got quite a bit of time on HF. A little bit of time on 2 meters when I'm out mobiling and stuff. And I do have a 2-meter 440 station set up at home, but I rarely get on there, but I do it when I hear somebody. So anyhow, I'm just fast approaching my destination here, so probably should let you know that I'll be jumping out here in a minute.
Okay, Rod, I sure enjoyed talking with you, and I used to enjoy going up there to the Akiak River. I used to spend a lot of time on there fishing. It's kind of nice all over up there. But anyway, have a good one there and a good safe trip back home, and give the doggies a couple little treats for me, too. Maybe we'll catch you later. KE8WOJ.
All right, WOJ, this is Rod, WGAW, 73 season. Yeah, I like the Akiak Falls. I like going in there in August or July, getting in the water. It's a lot of fun. Akiak River is an awesome trout stream, too. All right, I'm going to get out. I'm here at my destination. It is WGAW.
73, young man. Catch you later.
K8DYS, monitoring.
Oh, top of the afternoon to you. K8BRX, in the mobile.
Roger, roger. You're full quiet, so. Cool. Yeah, I was messing around with some stuff here and getting it buttoned up. It was windy there for a second. We had a huge gust of wind come through. Now it's starting to get sunny again. I didn't get my parts for my bike, so I was hoping they would come, but it don't really matter. The hand guards or whatever. So didn't get those, and yeah, pretty nice out though. It's like perfect temperature.
Ah, dang, well, that's poopy. Yeah, it's beautiful up here. You got 53 degrees. Got my sweater on. Not too hot, not too cold. Yeah, it's pretty calm here. There's just a couple gusts there when we're leaving the restaurant, but now there's just a slight breeze.
I'm real surprised it's not really windy because it's coming straight out of the west. Petoskey's right on the Agua, so. Interesting. Yeah, it's died down a little bit now. It was shaking the towers here pretty good. Antenna was bent right over. So. Still up there, though. Still hanging tan.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I don't know, I've watched even my tower camera there when we've had heavy winds, and mine doesn't really seem to move or shake or anything. I feel like the camera would pick that up, but I don't know, maybe it doesn't, but I don't know, it's secured and secured to the building and guide fairly okay, I guess, but yeah. Definitely looks like fall out here, though. Got some dark clouds and overcast to the west here. We're currently heading, I guess they're heading north, but yeah, definitely looks like a fall afternoon.
Yes, it does. We got a little bit of red going on here. A little bit of changing on some of these maples. Western AP is full bloom. Well, I was talking about the pipe tower up there. That thing's like a noodle up there, but it seems to do pretty good until we get like a 30, 40 mile an hour gust on it. Wiggles, but yeah, I see the tree limbs are all rubbing on the feed line. That'll be nice to have all that taken down. It's gonna be rubbing through the insulation, I'm sure. It's about 60 feet up where it's rubbing on them. So, all right, we'll be standing by. We're going to head out here in probably an hour or so. And I got some steaks here. Mark was going to get some steaks, but I told him, I got some already here, so we're going to cook them up. All right, be careful. We'll catch you in a bit. I'll be on here. K-E-D-Y-S.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, steaks. It sounds delicious. We had wings there and Buffalo Wild Wings for dinner. Coming down a big hill right now. You can see the bay here. It's pretty nice. But, we'll be out here. We'll have the radio on. So, yeah, we'll be standing by. K-8-B-Y-S-K-8-B-R-X.
K-8-G-A-T. Kilo Alpha 8, Sierra Papa Whiskey listening. Mobile, Moran.
KFADNF. KADYS monitoring. Anybody listening? KABYS.
KADYS, KADYS, KACRX. Go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, shoot, top of the evening. How's it going? K8BRX, portable.
Okay, go get my...
K8BY, how about you, Kyle? Are you getting that tranny done?
Yeah, we tried. We ended up, well, you had to get the exhaust out to drop the transmission. You had to drop the Y-pipe on the exhaust, and those bolts, they just don't want to go. We tried the regular nut, and then we got some easy out, and they just don't want to go. So I think my buddy's going to end up taking her to a shop, unfortunately. But we tried our best. We gave her a good college try.
Yeah. I was wondering about those. That's what gave me trouble with my S10, the Y-pipe.
Yeah, I was wondering about them too. But, I mean, I figured with it being a 19, you know, it's only 6 years old, I figured it would have been all right. But I guess that's not the case. It was, even the easy outs, they were wanting to strip out on there, so, yeah, they need a bunch of heat, is what I imagine. They need a lot of heat.
Was it just where it goes, where the manifolds break on the donuts? I thought those were studs. You put easy outs on the nuts, you mean?
Yeah, that's primitive. Easy outs on the nuts. They were on the manifold there where they come up to the Y-pipe. Yeah, we tried a regular socket that fit the nut, and they didn't want to budge with my half inch. And we got some easy outs, and they didn't even want to touch them. So,
what are you doing?
I think they need heat.
Roger. Yeah, that's a bummer. I always hate it working on stuff and it ain't working. I had trouble with them too. You gotta heat the nut up and expand it. Yeah. Or get a bigger impact, I guess. I don't know. Those Milwaukees are pretty tough. But yeah, heat, that's probably what they'll do. They'll get them off, though. You could just take it to a muffler shop. They'll get them off. They do it every day. And then, well, I guess if you're going to truck it somewhere, you'll have to just truck it to a shop. Yeah, that'd be more economical. Bummer. Well, you gave her a try.
Yeah, we give her a college try, that's for sure. Yeah, and you're right. The muffler shops, they do that every day. But, yeah, I mean, even it was even still kind of warm, and they didn't want to budge. They're on there. But, yeah, we tried. I'm not sure. He bought a whole trans and everything. Like, it came with a torque converter, and allegedly it's pre-filled. I'll have to take a look at the paperwork. He said he hasn't looked at it at all, so I was going to look at it for him and see if it came, like, if it's pre-filled or anything like that. If not, then it's going to need some fluid. And then it needs to go to the dealership anyways, because on these newer vehicles, anything aftermarket needs programmed to the vehicle, which is dumb.
Yeah, I hear you there. I know. That is very dumb. Maybe on your truck, too, the brakes, even just to change the brakes, you got to put it in some mode or something, brake maintenance mode. Yeah. Yeah, everything's junk now.
Yeah, my neighbors up the hill, they have a newer Silverado, I think it's a 21, and yeah, to change the brakes on there, you gotta take the brakes. You gotta take a computer. You gotta put the brakes in service mode, and then you can get them to push in and do what you need to do for your brake job. It's silly. And it's like, I got a buddy, he put a engine in his girlfriend's truck. It was a 16, I think, Ram half ton, 3.6, I think the cam went out in there, and he got a new engine for it, and he had to take it to the dealership to get programmed so that the ECU would recognize the new engine.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, they must all do that. I don't know if yours does, but yeah. Wow. Yeah, we just got done eating here over at Markey's in Leota. This is where the 100-footer is going, right on his cabin. It'll be cool. It's at 50 feet right now, so half of it's already up. So we just got to pull it down and put it back up. You got to take the antenna off and then put it back up and then start well, we got to take the top section off. It's got a top section on it. But first, we got to put the guy post out here. So, and the way it's oriented, he's gonna have them offset of the tower, so the guy wires aren't gonna be straight with the legs. They're gonna be offset. So hopefully it's good, I guess.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be good. I mean, it'll either be good or it won't. Yeah, I'm here, my buddies, we're at their shop right now. They got a 3-bay garage here with a lift, and that's pretty sweet. I could almost, like, if I crouch, I could walk underneath it. Well, like, if you're, I don't know, 5'10 to 6 foot, you could walk under it just fine. But we're right here alongside 31, and there's just cars just whipping by here all the time, and it's just their base of operations. But, yeah, that's where you're trying to do the transmission.
What road are you by?
We're right here by US 31. If I look out, the water's right there. It's the bay for Petoskey. It's it's right there.
Oh, all right, I gotcha. Heck yeah. Well, that's cool. 31. What are you doing right now? Just hanging out?
Yeah, I'm hanging out. I came out here for a smoke. They're inside watching football right now. But I came out here, I figured I'd holler out on the radio and see what you were up to or what everybody was up to. But, yeah, we're just hanging out. I'm hanging out. We're having a good time. We might have, one of the guys' girlfriends might come down and take us up to the casino. So that might be a fun time.
All right, well, be careful. Yeah, we're just hanging out, not doing a whole lot right now. Pretty nice night, so. All right. I'll sign off with you here. I'm going to get back to the conversation, so I'm not walking around. I'm going to get another piece of pine here for the fire. Oh. Pine. All right, everybody have a good night. I'll be out here, so holler out.
I'm on Mark's radio right now. Hooked it up, so it works. Works pretty good. All right, KBX, KDYF. Be careful, whatever you do.
Alrighty, yeah. Heck yeah, another. That's a log on the fire that never heard nothing. Yeah, well, be careful. We're just hanging out. I'm not driving anywhere. We got a DD, so we're winning. But, yeah, we got a DD, so everything will be all right. But, yeah, it was good chatting. I figured I'd holler out and see if anybody's out there. And, yeah, we'll have the radio on the rest of the night, so we'll chat at you. We'll probably holler out here after a while. K8DYS, this is K8BRX. Be careful there with the fire.
73. K8KY testing. K8KY, test clear.
Go ahead there, station testing. We got you. K8DYS.
Well, this is KY, just hooking up an antenna, making sure it works okay for a net that I gotta be on another frequency. Name here is Brian.
Copy that. I think you said your name is Brian. You got a little noise in with you. I don't know if it's on my end or your end. There's a little bit of noise in there. You're working. It's working. You got a little bit of noise into whatever machine you're coming into.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm below the hill from the repeater. I'm just getting in by analog over the air.